What's up, guys?
Seems like forever, so I'm just putting my phone down. It's a little bit of clunking going on. Yeah, so how are y'all doing? I mean, it's been like forever since I've done anything on the podcast. Mainly due to a lot of things going on, spinning quite a lot of plates at the moment, which is a good thing. But sometimes some things have got to be put on the back burner a little bit. And this was one of them, the podcast. So I wanted to start bringing it back on. They're probably going to be a lot shorter than what they used to, some like 10 minutes. Kind of more like general like stuff that I'm going to be like, just little musings that I have when I'm driving to work. So it's about, on a good day, it's about a 10 minute drive to work. So a little, I thought 10 minute podcast here and there would help. Plus I'm going to get some more guests on as well, because I learn a lot from the stuff from the guys that we have on. So people that I've had in the past. Our most recent one was Andrew Condon, our physiotherapist over in the Black Country. I've learned so much. I spent the day with him, which is pretty cool, and I learned tons from him. So we're going to get a lot more guests on. Just so you guys, because you don't have to hear my boring voice all day long. I'd like to get some people who are quite interesting. So, stuff that we're getting on with at the moment. Oh, right. So, we've still got... So, I made... sorry, I've got to digress just a little touch. So, big shout-out to Damien Daintree, who helped me with this idea. He came up with an idea of how he set up his business. There's a restaurant that he has in Bolton, which is a basic needs little shout-out there. But he gave me this idea to like say, you know, when you're making a business, it treats everything like a menu. So whatever is on that menu, that's what you build your restaurant around. So I thought it's a pretty cool idea. So I made a menu of the stuff that we do. So the stuff that we do, so it felt like a mains. So for the main things that we deliver is group training, our youth development program that we do with the Teen Savages. So we're looking at building young athletes for the future. And current athlete development. So we have people in the off-season for rugby, football, lacrosse. We have people in season as well. We also have our resident MMA turns pro this year, which I'm really, really excited about, Kyron Sturrock. So we always have that as well. They're kind of our main ones. And then we have a couple of like side dishes. So our side dishes would be one-to-one training. So personal, good old-fashioned personal training, which I find is really good for a bit of hand-holding when someone first starts out, or we need to look at a specific goal that needs a little bit more, is intimacy the right word? I'm not quite sure. But we need a little bit more hand-holding input from the guys, so a little bit more one-to-one stuff, so we can go through a specifics of the program, what their goals are, if they're new to training. They probably need a little bit more time just one-on-one than someone in the group set in a group environment, and the goal is to get them into working in groups so they can start learn a little bit of autonomy. So yeah, we've had that as well. Also we have the classes that we have on. So Adam's recently devised the glute crew, which is something we've both been promoting quite heavily. That's a Friday morning session, so for now it's just a Friday morning crew. That's all we're looking at, because at the moment that's all we can fit into the timetable. We'll see how that goes. I've got a good feeling about it. So yeah, they're kind of at our sides. We also have like nutrition coaching, which Adam, who's our qualified MNU, so Mac Nutrition, he's our qualified nutritionist guy. So we've got his nutrition coaching available on there. We've also got Beck Rehab, so BEC Rehab, so Ben Cole, for the guys that know him. Who's unbelievable, soon to be physiotherapist, I think it's a matter of days now. But his work ethic is unbelievable. I've never known anyone's work so hard and spin so much. I complain saying I spin quite a lot of plates. He kind of embarrasses me the amount of stuff that he does. So yeah, he's got a lot on. So he provided some quality work. We're working together, collabing quite a lot. And then we go into things like the condiments, which is like the free stuff. So the free stuff, which is like this. the podcast, the social media that we do. So I am probably, I'm not going to say probably, I'm a lot more active on Instagram because I do like the visuals that you get with it. But I am going to try and be a little bit more proactive on Twitter. I kind of like Twitter as well. I like the shortness of it. I don't think people still use Facebook anymore? If you do, then drop me a message. Let me know that people still use it, because I just don't think as many people use it as much anymore. Apart from just sharing pretty much rubbish, really, or moaning. I'm not into moaners. Can't believe the people who complain too much, especially over the like trivial things. So I know it's nice to have a good moan, but I've moaned about something a bit serious. So I try to stay off Facebook a little bit, because it's kind of a bit of a moaning platform at the moment. So that's kind of like the free stuff. So that's pretty much the menu that we do. So I've actually got a PDF and I'll post that. I think I've stuck it on Instagram stories before, but I'll put it on Twitter. I think I'll put it on Facebook as well. After me saying that, I don't really use Facebook that much. So that's what we're kind of doing at the moment. So today, what I'm going to be doing, I'm going into my morning group. So I've got a group coming in at 9:30. So they've come in, they'll do their group training. After that, I've got a couple of little jobs to do. I've got a really exciting project that I'm going to be hopefully working well. It's 99% going through with an organisation in Wigan called Healthier Heroes. Working with, so if you don't know anything about Healthier Heroes, please check them out. It's even just a quick Google search to find out what they do, because the work that they do is unbelievable. They work with people from ex-forces who are suffering from like PTSD, or have come across hard times after leaving the forces, and the work that they do is just phenomenal. So I'm really, really privileged to be asked to do some work with them, where we're coming up with a program to try and get more active, not just physical fitness, but more like mental fitness as well. Try and get them in a routine and structure, because I know that's what they probably had a long time doing that. So what they were telling me was, people who are ex-forces, obviously while they're in the forces, they have a lot of structure, told what to do. When they come out, it can be a little bit of a struggle. So it's just learning how to rebuild that structure into their lives, and they do amazing work. I'm just doing a tiny, tiny little insignificant bit, but really, really privileged to be involved in that. So I can't wait to get started. So I've just sent them the first draft of the 12-week program that we're going to be doing, and we're going to be rolling those back to back, hopefully. And that's pretty much it, really. So that's the reason why I've probably not been on the podcast that much, but I will be doing them a lot more frequently. Guys that are already training with us, don't forget we've got our webinar coming up at the end of this month. There's a post that's gone out on the Team APOC app. So that's on there. So have a look through that, check the times. If you can't get involved to join us live, it's okay, it's going to be recorded as well. So you can always get a copy of that. But if you've got any questions to throw into that webinar, please fire away. That's pretty much it. That's it. All right, guys, so thank you for listening. I will make them a lot more informative in the future. Exciting times for 2020. I'll catch you in a bit. Have a good day.